Okay, now you were gonna tell me how to get the air to circulate.
Oh, I put the cooler on in the living room and dining room. Uh-huh. And I just put fans in all the other rooms.
Okay.
Everybody has their own individual fan.
Uh-huh.
And they cool off.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you, I mean, I may have already asked you this. I can't remember. I've been talking to 5 or 6 people, and I can't remember if I've asked you this. You may have already told me, but what do you call the kind of house that has maybe 3 rooms and they're all in a row? And if you open the front door, you look straight through the house.
No, it's a shotgun.
Okay. Can I ask that? Oh, okay. Well, okay, what do you call a house that has, like, has 2 rooms, like one here, and then between 2 big rooms? And then between them, there's this hallway, and it's covered with a roof, but it's just open at both ends. Hallway? No?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's another kind of house. Has a long entry hall like this, and then off to one side, like at a 90 degree angle, would be one big room.
Mm.
Do you have a name for a house like that?
Mm.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other names for small houses that have a distinctive kind of floor plan like that?
Mm. Nothing but maybe a cottage.
What's that?
Kind of it's just a small house.
Uh-huh.
Cottage is I don't know, because anything can be a cottage, I guess, but it used to think of a cottage as a little small house, you know.
Yeah. Does it have a certain kind of floor plan?
Usually the ones that I'm used to just has a solid floor plan with the same type, everything on the one, you know.
What do you mean solid? I don't understand.
I mean, what I mean about this, see, I don't know anything about floor plans or anything, but anyway, a cottage would be a small house. Maybe, you know. 2 rooms, and 2 bedrooms, and kitchen, living room, maybe something like that,
mm-hmm.
on the same roof.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
okay.
maybe a little porch or something.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a kind of building that more than one family would live in? Maybe many families.
Apartment house.
Okay. Yeah. What's the difference between an apartment and a tenement?
Well, a tenement consists of a bunch of apartments. All together, lots of people living in them. In tenement houses, you wouldn't just have one. You'd have maybe a great large family. Families living in one tenement, they just side by side.
Uh-huh.
Which I never have lived, which I hope I never.
Yeah. But an apartment is nicer?
Yeah, apartments are nice.
Okay. What do you call the kind of apartment? Well, it's sort of like an apartment. Maybe built like an apartment, except that you don't rent it, but the people who live there actually buy their part of it.
And the condominium?
Okay. What do you call an apartment? What do you call an apartment that occupies an entire level, an entire floor of a building?
Suite.
Oh, what?
Is that a suite?
Okay. Okay. What do you call, excuse me, a man? Who does, like, minor plumbing and electrical repair and things here and there to kind of keep the place up?
Maintenance.
Okay. A maintenance?
Maintenance man.
Okay. Also, there's another guy who usually lives there. Sometimes it's a woman. Who shows empty apartments to people who might want to move in and sort of works for the owners, you know, and helps people who live in the apartments and does that kind of work.
The landlady.
Okay. Also, there's another kind of house, and I don't know if you have any in San Antonio or not. I've never seen any in Dallas, but it's just a house that could be 1 or 2 stories, but it shares a wall with the house next door to it. And like there'd be a whole lot of these all together, you know, which they share side walls, so your house would look like it was just part of
another house.
Yeah, like a long string, like it might be the whole block.
Mm.
Well, Archie Bunker on TV lives in that kind of house. Yeah. You know, they pan across the camera and they show that. What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.